This morning, we spoke with Sam McKeith, one of the directors of the film Beast. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Nice to speak with you.
Yes. Your movie entitled Beast is your debut feature, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah, it is co-directed by myself and my brother Tom. It's our first feature film. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a story about a young boxer, Jamie Gray, in Manila, who is being played by the Filipino-American actor Chad McKinney, who accidentally, in the story, kills his opponent in a fixed fight.
Yeah, that's right. He accidentally kills his opponent in a fixed fight. He's pressured by his father, who's an American expat living in Manila, to tamper with his gloves before a fight, and he kills his opponent, and the film follows him in the following 24 hours after he's done this terrible thing as he tries to atone for what he's done.
Why did you get Chad McKinney to play for the role? And also, I understand that the film was shot in Manila. Why Chad McKinney and why Manila for the first feature film of the McKeith brothers?
Yeah, well, we actually wrote the script to be filmed in Australia, but we have a good friend who's a Filipino film producer called Bianca Balbuena, and she was talking to us and said, look, have you thought about shooting it in Manila? Because it's a boxing film and the Filipino people really have a strong background with boxing. And also, it will be a lot more kind of cost-effective for you guys to film it over in Manila. And also, Manila is such an amazing place on film. You know, it's such a colourful, vibrant, exciting place. So she thought, why don't you come over, have a look if you like the city and if you think it might fit with the film. And we did, and we took it from there.
Yeah. Is it basically in Manila itself or outside?
No, it's all in Manila. A lot of it in Quezon City, but spread around quite a few parts of Manila. Yeah.
Yeah. As filmmakers, I am sure you were confronted by the realities behind boxing when you were filming Beast. And the sport of boxing has received criticism in the last year, especially here in Sydney, where a professional Queensland boxer, Braydon Smith, died in a fight against a Filipino boxer, John Moralde, in March 2015. And in September of last year, professional boxer David Brown Jr. died also after being knocked unconsciously during a super featherweight fight against Filipino boxer Carlo Magali. This incident has prompted call for a ban on the sport. As you yourself has a glimpse of how underground boxing is being done and how fierce the fight of professional boxers are inside the ring, what do you think of boxing as a sport?
Yeah, it's a good question. We were lucky enough to find Chad McKinney, our lead, actually in a gym in Manila, and he's actually a professional boxer. And we were kind of very much guided by him in how we approached the underground boxing element in the movie, because he's actually participated in these kinds of fights. I guess from our side of things, we used the illegal or semi-illegal boxing element of the story to kind of as a way in to examine questions of morality, questions of, you know, doing the right thing, doing the wrong thing, and then how to make up for something terrible that you have done. In this case, it is, you know, cheating in the fight and killing his opponent. So yeah, for us, it was really kind of a jumping off point to explore those moral and ethical questions.
And is this part of the reason why you choose to film The Beast, to make people aware of the realities of boxing as a sport and the underground world under it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the reasons that it gives the title the name. And it's also another reason why we've called it Beast, is because it's kind of a question that we look at through the film. Is our main character who does this terrible thing, is he a beast or is he a victim of circumstance? Or, you know, is it a result of him living in quite a poor area and being forced to do it because of his material circumstances? So, yeah, we look at all those kinds of things in the movie.
How was it filming in Manila?
Yeah, well, your audience might appreciate it's a very different place to film than Australia, which is where we'd filmed our short films previously. Really fun. We were helped out by a great production team, but we did run into a lot of hurdles that you might not get in Sydney. We had typhoons because we were there in the typhoon season.
Wow.
Yeah, and even one day we turned up to one of our locations and it was entirely underwater in one of the slum areas of Manila.
And was it shown in the film?
Oh, the typhoon?
Yeah.
No, we had to stop filming because it was too dangerous. There was also like an earthquake while we were there. And this is in, late.
It stood time and tested your resilience.
It absolutely did. But the great thing about the Filipino people that we're working with, they just rolled with it and they're so used to those kinds of things. Another thing was the Manila traffic, which was just something we had never encountered before either. It took so long getting from place to place each day for shooting, but it was all part of the great experience.
And will you come back to the Philippines?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully it's going to be showing over in the Philippines at one of the festivals there or, you know, on television or at the movies.
People will love it.
Yeah, well, I hope so. And I'd love to get back there and catch up with everyone who helped out and was instrumental in making it, you know, become a reality.
Yeah. This is your first featured film, but why boxing?
Why boxing? I guess we've always been, Tom and I have always been drawn to
fighting.
we have fought from time to time. Movies about men and fathers and sons and also sport. And so I guess boxing, you know, often involves a lot of those elements, you know, like in, for instance, like Floyd Mayweather is trained by his father. And in this film, Jamie's trained by his father, Rick. So, yeah, I guess those were some of the reasons that we were excited about doing a boxing film. And, of course, we love, you know, famous boxing films of the past, like Rocky and Raging Bull and so many others. Yeah.
And the film Beast had been to places since last year as it was included in the Toronto International Film Festival and at the International Adelaide Film Festival also last year. And now it is here in Sydney at the Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, that's right. Really excited to be here in hometown and I'm hoping that some people from the Filipino community will come along and check it out. We've been lucky to play at Toronto where it was nominated for Best First Film and played at Singapore and in Warsaw and Adelaide and yeah, now it's here in Sydney, so it's going really well. Really happy.
Yeah. And when is the showing date for The Beast in Sydney?
Yep, it's on the 12th of June at Opera Keys at, I think, 8:30, 8:40, and then the 18th of June at George Street.
Yeah. You and Tom were graduates of the Australian Film, Television and Radio School, and after The Beast and the Sydney Film Festival, where do you go from here?
Yeah, well, we've got some other projects kind of in the pipeline, so we're just working forward on trying to write our next screenplay so that we can kind of capitalize on a bit of the success of this film and make another movie that can reach an even broader audience.
What sort of films do you intend to venture next?
Yeah, well, similar to this film, the next one is probably going to be a thriller, and also similar to this film, which involves people from many different cultures. There's an American in it, there's Filipino people, there's an Australian. We want to do something that's really global and that can appeal to people from lots of different parts of the world.
Yeah, and good luck to your film being shown here in Sydney Film Festival.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Sam McKeith. Good luck.
Okay, thanks so much for your time. Okay, thank you.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.